Get up, get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
What do you do when your significant other and your family hate each other?
Happens all the time.
617-288-1969. What's the Ray J story, Melissa?
Yeah, so apparently, Ray J's married to Princess. Yeah. They just had her baby shower over the weekend. But apparently, Ray J's mother and his sister, Brandy, didn't go because they had a fight with Princess the day before. What the fight was about is not relevant. It's just they fought. They didn't go to the baby shower. So now you know life is hell for Ray J.
He has to pick a side.
Right.
Yeah. Pick and choose.
This happens mostly to men, I feel like. I don't know why, but it just does. But you gotta go. I know what you're gonna say, Wiggy.
Listen, it's simple. It's simple.
Yeah, you go first.
It's very simple. You always have to go with your spouse. If you don't go with your spouse, the bottom line is you're gonna have a very, very difficult marriage. Your mother will get over it, and that's just the way it works. But you lay your head down every single night next to your spouse, and you wake up every morning next to your spouse. So you gotta go with the spouse. If you don't, your relationship is destined to be doomed.
Yeah, because your spouse won't let you sleep about
She's
it.
She's not going to let you sleep. You're going to deal with it every day, blah, blah, blah.
But even, so, just to be clear here, you're saying that even if they get into a situation where your spouse is 100% in the wrong.
Yes.
You know you're like, you know in your head, you're like, mom's right.
Right.
You're still going to side.
Yes.
With your
and then I'll say to her, listen, you know you're wrong. Even though I'm on your side, I just want to let you know you're wrong in this situation. But I got your back. Now, maybe they'll think, oh, you know what? He's right. And then they might go apologize to your mother. So you look good in both ways. And your mother, you know, most parents should be able to understand. Okay, I understood why you took your wife's side. But your wife did apologize to me. So you see how it is. You save yourself a headache.
Interesting. Interesting philosophy.
Oh, it's the only one that works. It's yes.
I'm more of the I'll go with whoever's right.
And that's a bad move.
That's what I think. I feel like it depends on a couple things. I think it depends on how close you are with your family, because I know for me, I'm very, very close with my family. So if so their opinion matters to me and what's going on matters to me. If you're not close, then it might not matter as much. But I also it's who's right. Like if I'm married and my husband is completely wrong in a situation, I'm not going to side with you just because you're my husband. I'm sorry.
It's a bad move.
I'm going to tell you, no, you're wrong.
You're doing
well, I know, because Romero, you're married, obviously, and I know you're really, really close with your mom and your dad. But so you're have you been in this situation before? Has there been?
I'm trying to think, and I don't. Right now, in my head, nothing's exploding of straight panic of when you're in a situation and you start to feel a tension happening.
Yeah.
So that hasn't been an awful one. But if there was, I mean, I would just be like, talk to the person who was wrong and say, hey, listen.
Get him to fess up.
I would talk to, now, I wouldn't say like, you're wrong. Go apologize. You have to clean it up. You play like a little more of a devil's advocate type of thing. You know what I'm saying? But when you're talking to the person that's right, you're like, yo, you're right. They're wrong. You got to make them feel good.
Damn.
You got to make them feel damn good. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Kim hates her mother-in-law, by the way. This is going to be great.
Damn.
What happened?
Basically, we're feuding because she lives several states away, and when she comes to visit, she doesn't acknowledge my children with her son, and she chooses her boyfriend over my children. So me and my husband, he completely sides with me, and we are feuding over this whole matter, and it's been going on for several years.
That is so easy to do because she doesn't live near you, man. If the proximity was there. One time, actually, this reminds me, I was at my boy's house. Oh, it's a funny story. Big shout out to Santi. I was at his house, and all of a sudden, his mom was there. She was staying. She's from the Dominican.
Yep.
And I don't know what happened, but I was in the kitchen playing with his kids, and his mom and his wife were in the room next door, and all of a sudden, you hear that voices raising thing, and they just started exploding at each other. Yeah. And I see him sprint across the house into that room, and you hear him being like the voice of reason. So you hear,
well, why don't you hear something? I've been doing
one of them started crying.
Oh my god.
Man, it was like 20 minutes of this. He finally came out and I was like, yo, what happened? He was like, I we need to get out of here. We need to get out of here. So I don't even know what happened, but it was bad. His mom and his wife were having a bad.
Always take your spouses. Always get your spouses back.
That's what Michael agrees with you, Wiggy. Yep. Michael.
Wiggy, you are a marital genius.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Oh, Jesus. Period.
Thank you.
And that's it?
I know. That's all you got? That's all he needs. That's all you got? That's
you
all
got
he
nothing
needs.
Else?
No. I heard Pebble's argument, and I heard Romero's argument as well. But the person that you lay down with and you wake up with, you have to be completely loyal. Everything else works itself out. But with your spouse, you're doomed.
Right.
That part can't work out. But your family's your family forever, no matter what. You're going to have disagreements. You've always had disagreements since the day you was born with them. But your spouse, it's completely different.
But see, half the time you're agreeing with them just because you want to avoid an argument.
Well, it's not
and
because
it's like,
of that.
It is. That's
no,
what you said
it's because
it
you got their back. And even
it's
some,
not, no.
Even
I thought the exact phrase was to avoid a headache.
Well, right,
yeah,
exactly.
But that's part of it. But exactly. that is part of it. But you still, they still know that you have their back. Like, if I'm wrong and I'm arguing with my wife's family, I expect her to be like, have my back no matter what. Like, it's you and me. Mm-hmm. This is what we do. We ride or die. And then, you know, that's the way I expect it to be because, you know, we see each other all the time and we want our home to be, have that love. And sometimes, you know, we got to take each other's back.
If I was wrong in a situation, I would rather you tell me no matter how pissed off I get about it, because if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Yeah. It's easy to say that when you're not mad.
No, it is. I'm telling right. you, it is. And, you're going to fight, and but then you have good
it's
makeup.
It's easy to say that when you're not married, too. It's a lot easier to say that.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, the answer depends on how much of a mouth your spouse has. Let's be honest. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell my wife she's wrong.
Yeah. And he'll come in tomorrow because he hasn't gotten any sleep at all.
Wake up. It's Hot 96.9's Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.